45. Mm-hmm. All right.
Talk about
it. The Hooks ISD Shack meeting is called to order. It is 3:45, Wednesday, February the 11th. We will move on to our second item, which is attendance, and we just state your name, if you work, what your position is, and if you are a parent of a student. My name is Lisa Godfrey, and I am a nurse for Hooks ISD.
I am Tracy Cook. I am the Assistant Superintendent of Instruction.
Shelly Hackett, Counselor for Hooks High School.
Beverly Shannon, Principal Hooks High School.
Shatana Jester, parent.
Judy Cochran, accounts payable for Hooks ISD.
Okay, thank you. I just want to say thanks to everyone for your sharing your afternoon with me. We shouldn't be here too long. Just a couple of things we wanted to go over. The first item being our wellness survey. Hopefully everyone has a copy. This is the sample of what we sent out last year, because we have to do these every other year. And now that everything is on the computer, it makes it really, really nice. The computer even computerizes the answers and everything. So just wanted everybody to take a quick peek, just to kind of get a little feedback from the community and parents as to if they feel like appropriate and adequate health instructions, physical activities, and it also covers the nutritional education. When the nutritional department is go through their assessment, that's part of it. So if everyone would take a quick minute and look over there, we tried to make it as simple, but as to cover the areas, because if you send out too much, you don't get participation. They did a great job, I think, in summing everything up. It includes the health and wellness promotion. And then also we have a place on there to invite people to participate in our school health advisory council. Any questions, any thoughts on those, on that survey? Then this survey I will get with Ms. Cook and Ms. Crawford to get this sent out to our student population, to our parents. Our next item on the agenda is student and staff concerns. Tomorrow is the senior luncheon, and I found this nice little deal that's going to go out. Now, here's the thing, y'all, and I didn't notice it till it was a little late, but it's got 2021, but the rules are still the same. But I thought this is so nice. It's all on one page. It's condensed. And it covers everything. So we're going to send that. I'm going to send that to be handed out at our program. We've been doing heart health announcements for February, really pushing that because that has been a really big area of concern lately with the number of young people that has been discovered to have cardiac issues. So a lot of teaching on that. And like I said, we still do the announcements through the announcements. Any other thoughts? I know some of the classroom, they cover different things because I go to different rooms and do like a quick snippet of CPR. Ms. Jester just gave me a message and one of the teachers want me to do the stop the bleed. We're doing that. Some first aid teaching at the junior high, and then also, of course, we do our senior, do the hands-only CPR. And that's going to be coming up after our winter break.
I didn't know at one point we talked about doing the other grade so we don't have to pick up. So I couldn't remember what we had done in the past.
Right.
And I'm fine with whatever you're doing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, any other concerns or any other subjects we feel need to be addressed?
Next month, Jenny Butler, someone from her office is coming. She's a National Council of Aging.
Okay.
And she said they'll bring out some type of information she feels like that is necessary for the...
And that's the senior luncheon,
that's
right?
That's the senior luncheon,
okay,
yes.
Okay, great.
And she'll have handouts and everything.
The National Council of Aging. Oh,
shit. I'm going to get with, I cannot ever remember the young lady's name, about doing some vape presentations for us at the junior high. And I haven't got a chance to ask you about high school.
We definitely
okay.
Do that.
Okay. And when I get all that information, I'll get that to you. But we had just talked briefly, and I told her I was going to get back with her about doing, I know definitely do, because we had Healthcare Express come out, I think it was year before last. She came and did a presentation for us at the junior high.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I will add that this year we actually picked up what's called the Aspire program.
Okay.
And it is put out by...
It was MD Anderson.
MD Anderson, okay. Thank you. And pretty much almost all of our junior high and high school kids are completing it this
year. Okay, good.
And it is an education. It's not a, what's the other one? It's not
prevention.
One. It's prevention, not
okay.
After.
Gotcha.
So educational about smoking and vaping
good.
And that kind
that's
of
good.
Thing.
That's
so.
Good. That is good.
Put
that
in mind to my teachers, make sure they're doing it.
They're doing it.
You are?
Okay, good. That's good.
Yeah, we had really good results. I mean, we had good participation the first semester.
Okay.
They actually provide incentives for the kids and the teachers. And so so far it seems to be really good.
That is great.
We actually, for that matter, one of their people came out and trained our staff that we're going to be doing it. And
very good.
I think that is the reason that it has been successful is because they've had work from the beginning.
Yeah. Well, good.
So, and it's an online program, but it is something we can continue to
good.
Do.
Good. Well, that sounds good. Yes. Man. Good.
Yeah.
Any other areas of concerns? Any thoughts, ideas?
This year, if I'm not mistaken, we may be up a little on pregnancy.
I know we are.
I mean, we had a student withdrawal and then we got a father up here, and then
having one.
Don't we have another one?
I heard we have another one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that'd be. Possibly two students here, maybe not.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got a father too. Mm-hmm. And then we got the
I know, but are we sure?
It's definitely up number wise.
Gotcha.
Concern.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And well, you know, in the past, we've had one or two
right.
the last couple of years, but they've been seniors and we've been able to get them graduated or whatever.
Right. Right.
This
right.
ours is going to be support.
Okay. So is this an area, what would you...
Well, you know, it's been a couple of years since we did the venereal disease and mm-hmm. whatever, so mm-hmm. I'm just thinking that it may be time again.
The health department to come out and...
Mm-hmm.
But in the past...
I think now you have to have consent in advance.
Well, and on this one case that I
think 2 weeks.
Is it 2 weeks? Okay.
About.
I'm not positive, but it's
okay.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Multiple well, I know they've had a turnover, so I'll see if that's even mm-hmm. available, and then we can go proceed with getting permissions and. Because I know we did it at the junior high. We sent out. We had to have the written consent. Because we did the 8th grade, I believe it was. And we had
in the past, though, when we've had her come out, they mm-hmm. mainly did
just like
11th and 12th.
Right.
Not that it's not a concern, but...
Yes. Okay.
I definitely would do all.
Gotcha.
Now.
Gotcha. Okay. And we need... I'm going to make myself a note, at least 2 weeks. Notice.
And I almost want to say now it's you would consider it more of an opt-in than an opt-out.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Okay. Any other areas or thoughts? So now, you know, we're back to meeting four times a year instead of two. So March 25th, is that okay with everybody? Just off the top of your head? I mean, of course, we know things may come up.
We're done by this time. This is a really good time.
Okay. Okay. So I'll put down March 25th. And, of course, 3:45. And, I mean, that'll say, you know, life happens. Just like we had two doctor's appointments come up today, so. But if anybody else, if you don't have anything, that's all I have for today.
Thank you, Mom.
Thank you.
Kelly, we need to come to your campus for you to be on time. I see.